Blog Talk Radio.
We were alone and I was
was singing the song. Mm-hmm. Singing the song to you.
Hotep and Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power show, and my name is Beverly, and I have with me tonight Eric is co-hosting, and we also have Sword Witch that's on, and she's going to be talking spiritual situations and sex magic and astral traveling. And this show is dedicated to Donny Hathaway, to the spirit of Donny Hathaway here. So we're going to be listening to the tones and the sounds and the great music of Donny Hathaway. Well, how are you doing, Eric?
Very, very well, Beverly. Thank you so much. And, yes,
good.
Very magical evening, I must say. It's on point. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah. I love Donny Hathaway. It brought back memories. I hadn't heard his music in a while.
Man, the spirit know what they're doing, you know. It's all a natural flow. You know, it started... We can't forget about John Coltrane, you know, J.C. You ever seen that movie, Green Mile?
Okay.
Green Mile? You seen that before?
Yeah.
Remember the brother in there? His name was J.C.?
Was that the big guy?
The brother with the
stock?
Yep, uh-huh. Yeah, the brother who had the anointed hands.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, JC. And then you have another movie called Jack. What is it called? John Carter. John Carter. John Carter. He went to go visit his mom on Mars. I don't know about a lot of people that's in the science fiction. They remember that movie, John Carter. It's a deep movie, but that's JC. Right, and then you have Connor in the Terminator, John Carter in the Terminator, John Connor,
right,
JC.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So a lot of us don't understand how they can call on a deity and stir up the magic and the energy of that deity. And so I learned to do that. I learned that. When you look at certain artists, you study them all the way. You look at the letters of their name, their birth numbers. You know, you do a chart on them, and you'll understand better why you vibe to that certain tone, or why you was interested in that music when you was young, or why you felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you met somebody and that song remind you of that person, it'll make more sense. Is what I'm trying to say. It'll make more sense, and you get enough sense. If you get enough sense together, you can start making dollars.
And that's the truth.
Hey, it's truth to power,
so
man. We ain't playing around.
Yes, it is. you know, when Donny Hathaway, I mean, we got so many great singers, but is this something about the tone in his music and his voice? You know, it vibrates. It's like really get deep into, you can feel it into your soul. So, you know, that's power when you can, that vibration is so strong that you can move, you know, that feeling start to move and start to bring in on that love energy. And I mean, that he had a very powerful voice.
Beverly, I always talk about two numbers on this show constantly.
Okay.
The number 8 and the number 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Archives after archives after archives of me talking about these two numbers, 8 and 1. Donny Hathaway's birthday is October the 1st.
Mm. Yeah, 8-1.
Sun Horse brought it up. Sun Horse called in last week.
Did.
What Sun Horse?
Well, 10.
S and an
10.
H.
Okay, 10.
Of 1 and an 8. Sun Horse came riding in last week and brought up the fact that it was Donny Hathaway's Earth Day on October the 1st. Yeah. He was a Libra, and we was playing a Libra last week, John Coltrane. So I just want to say that we could talk about it more, you know, during the show, but y'all, the natural is mystic and the mystic is natural. Donny Hathaway wanted to be bought up. You know, he wanted to be, he wanted people to, talk, to get together and talk on the 7th night. Guess what? Donny Hathaway died at 34 years old. Tonight is a 7. I could go so deep with this, man, you know, but it's nature want to speak. So I'm sure that whatever goes on tonight, it will be very healing, magical, everybody will get something from the call tonight. So it's already on point. I love the two cuts that you played. the song is for everybody that's listening in, people that were listening in, that'll be listening in the future. This song is for you.
Yes.
And this song is for you, Beverly.
And for you, Eric.
Most definitely, you know. Yes, and the Swords. It's for the Swords.
The
family already know. I know they're feeling it. I know the family feeling that Donny Hathaway. That man, come on, y'all. So powerful, you know. He was a composer, a writer, a genius. Mm. Oh, yeah. He made so much music, so much, in such a short period of time. A lot of music. Yeah. But the deal is he's a true what you call a crooner. He can sit down and he don't need a whole bunch of noise behind him. He can just blow. You know what I mean? He can just sing. He's an authentic artist. It's coming from his soul and his heart. You can feel it.
Yes. That's right.
And he played a piano. Right? He got the keys. He got the keys. You know what I mean? He's an alchemist. He's dealing with black and white keys, which make gray matter. Gray matter is brain matter. You know, if you went to the cell salt information, gray matter is brain matter. You know, remember the orca whale. The orca whale is the largest dolphin in the dolphin family. He is black and white. And when you tune into that creature, you are using your brain at a full capacity. When you tune into an orca whale or a dolphin, you are rolling. Mm. Your chakras are spinning. Everything is in alignment. You in another dimension.
Wow.
You in their dimension. And where do they really come from? Does anybody really know? You know, whales used to be on the land. Whales used to be on the land, walking around on the land, whales and dolphins. They ancient creatures.
Okay.
So, let's get into it, babe. Let's get into
dolphins.
It. This is the night. Let's jump in.
Yes. Okay. And I see that our guest is here, too, so we're going to bring her up also. Let's see here.
Let Swords in the building.
Yes, I'm in the building. Swords in the building. Swords in the building. Stop bitching. Let me stop. Stop bitching and start with you. I just got back not too long ago from the park. I was enjoying the weather.
Okay.
Talk about it. Go ahead.
It's a nice day. Yes, I live right next to Prospect Park. I'm basically right next to it, so I was in there. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I heard y'all talking. I heard y'all talking. I was listening. I was on for a few minutes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
the levels is up.
We're dealing with the spirit of Donny Hathaway with his music, the tones, you know, and you deal with spirit energy too. So, you know, kind of tell us, now you are a witch, and the first thing when you hear the word witch, it scares people away because that's, you know, how they have programmed us. What is a witch?
Yeah, the
Catholic
Church, by the way.
Yes.
The Catholic Church.
I mean, is it like a religion?
If it's like a religion?
I was asking, is it like a religion? What is a witch? Is it an organization? Is it something, an individual thing? You know,
me personally, I don't think it's a religion. You're just using your third eye. That's it. But they made it sound negative because that would avoid you from tapping in your third eye, because if you do, you are considered a witch. If you activate your third eye, you are considered a witch in certain countries. So you get what I'm saying? You're just using the faculties of your chakras. You're just activating your chakras. So women had the power with words, so they always was afraid of women that had the power with words. So, you know, was...
Words.
So that's where the patriarchy came in. They had a fear of women with power of words. you know. So according to the studies, it started from the Catholic Church.
And it's all
you know,
about
they want people to think. Yeah, basically, because in my opinion of witchcraft is being able to manipulate the dimension reality. That's what it basically boils down to. Manipulating the reality because the reality is you are connected to it. You are connected to nature, so we have the power of manipulating nature because we are nature.
And we hear talk of Satanism, people worshiping Satan. What is that about? Is that a connection? You know, that's spiritual too.
I mean, there's no such thing as a Satan somewhere living. There's no being that's like a Satan. From I'm talking about from my experience with the astral realm, there's no Satan. From my experience, astral projecting and communicating with people on the other side, the if you notice, the description of Satan is like a negative kind of frequency. So that tells you that we all have that within if we get real upset, which is negative emotions. So you could say that's like the lower ego part of us.
And we just have to balance things out.
That's what it goes. That's what it boils down to: balancing the emotions, balancing because you could use fire and you could use nature for good and evil. That's that's a fact. So it's all based on how you use your energy. At the end of the day. So you know, I've met people that think that I'm like this evil person per se. But when you really think about it, the person that's looking at you like that is probably doing a lot of evil stuff every day. It's almost like they don't. If you're not aware of yourself, you're gonna think you're just one way when we're not. I mean, that's impossible. You can't be one way. That's impossible. You're not just one way. Based on who you're around, you're going to have a different kind of emotion. If somebody try to attack your mom, you're going to get evil, right? So it's based on perception. It don't really exist. It's based on a person's perception. Because if you hear somebody stab someone and they tell you the reason why, like he attacked my mom, you're going to be like, oh, that's okay. But if you didn't know the reason, you're gonna think the person is evil. So the word. I think that concept is based on the person. Just like money is not evil, it's based on what you do with it. It's the same concept, you know. So to me, my definition of witchcraft and witching is manipulating reality to make it play out how you want it to play. Like we all have that power to do that, you know, like because we're creating everything with our thoughts.
That's true.
Because that's what the real that's Eric, the definition
have,
of it. And
What's the definition of what I just said
and using the information for like have some kind of wisdom with the powers that you have. When you activate your third eye, have some kind of wisdom. Are you doing it to serve your ego or are you doing it to serve your higher self?
Yeah. Eric, are you still with us?
We manipulating, right? That's what we've been doing this whole time, babe. We've been manipulating.
It's been written. It's been written.
So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, so good to have you here in the building, Swords. Let's stay on that astral traveling.
Now,
for people
traveling,
that, a lot of people are very curious now about their abilities. A lot of people are finding out that they have these different abilities. And the people that's out there in the astral, can you give some pointers and some tips on things to watch out for out in the astral? I mean, I know you talked to me about some pretty tripped out stuff about people who like to go snooping around and like to, you know, check stuff out, that there might be some type of security out there. So let's talk about astral a little bit, you know, talk about the state of getting into astral travel. How do you prepare yourself, or, you know, what should someone look out for? Or, you know, let's talk about some of these things, if you will.
Yeah, the astral traveling is your brain waves is different frequency of brain waves. Like right now we're in the beta wave. So when you're astral projecting, you're in like a theta wave brain frequency. So you're still conscious when you're sleeping. So, you know, you just have to be aware of when you're exiting. But the astral realm is a part of your subconscious mind. So, you know, when you astral projecting, your energy have to be already, like, you have to have high energy. And, for example, not eat a lot of food before you go to bed so you could have good memory. The whole idea is to have the memory, because you're already astral projecting every night. You just don't remember where you went. It's almost like you're roaming around and don't know what you was doing because you don't remember. So the astral projection is being conscious of when you're exiting and going. You could actually go where you want to go. Just stay where you want to go before you go to bed. But you got to look out for a lot of things. From my experience, there's different realms and different layers based on your emotions, based on your chakras. So you might end up in a realm where you there's a chakra you have to work on, and you might end up in that realm. Like you might end up in a realm where you're having a memory of the past. Maybe that, you know, that could be a sign that you didn't finish working on that. That these are the things that could happen when you're there. Like you get triggered off. If you have like any traumas or memories, you won't be able to ignore it. Let's just put it like that. So that's important. Getting, like, clearing the traumas by healing and forgiving and all of that. Because these are the things that some of the things I had to go through. I had to release energy from the past so I could be able to maneuver in the astral realm. Because it's almost like it's tricky. Like, if you still have issues and you in the astral realm, it's almost like you got to face your demons. You know what I mean? So
right.
A lot of times when you're facing things there is you facing your demons, which is a trauma memory or something. Depends on what the memory is. You will notice it by with chakra.
So is it part of you getting stuck in something if you don't address it or ignore? If you ignore it, do you have to, like, you know, we got so much fear.
If you don't acknowledge it, it's like a blockage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To
me, it's like having dirty clothes. If you don't wash, you're going to look up in them pile of clothes. Dirty clothes going to still be there. They're going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, because the dirty clothes is an aspect of your mind. That's your projection. And what is clothes? A part of your character. All you have to do is pay attention to all the details. Clothes is based on character. You put on the clothes based on how you feel. All the clothes are dirty. Mm-hmm. That's your projection. That means there's a part of your mind you need to clear out. You know, there's a compartment you need to clear out. There's different compartments in the astral realm. They have the lower realm, and then the lower realm that's closer to this one, and then the higher ones. So there's a lot of different compartments. You know, they have where the dead is roaming in one section. The dead is like roaming around the astral realm, and then they have the underworld, And then they have the mental realm where you could create. So, you know what I'm – they are other entities. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure because I've interacted with different entities. But – and I believe there's different time zones because I've seen different time zones and asked people what year it is.
Mm-hmm.
While
okay.
I'm there, I'll do crazy stuff
okay.
like, what year is this, you know? And I've seen the year, and I'm like, okay, so we could go to different time zones. So you just got to know which compartments you're in when you're in it. You'll be able to tell. You might see the apartment. That means you're on the lowest dimension. If you see the apartment that you live in, you're in the lowest of the low. Because sometimes when you astral project, you're not going to see the apartment. You're going to see another dimension totally different from. Or you might see the dimension you're in, which is your body sleeping on the bed, for example.
Mm-hmm.
These are different things that could happen.
Yeah, you hear people, a lot of people say they see that they saw their body, they came out of their body and was looking down on it. Now, you hear a lot of people are fearful because they like, I don't want to go into the spirit world and then I run into, you know, some demons or something bad, or, you know, so that's that fear again.
And that's the funny thing about it. The demons is your demons that you didn't face that's in your subconscious mind. That's
right.
You. That's your memory that you need to, because a lot of times we've been so traumatized. The memory is so hidden, you don't even know it's there because you hid it in a secret compartment. Like, you know, like the movie Inception where the guy had a secret compartment where he had the information hidden. That's how it is when you're traumatized.
Right.
Sometimes you hide the memory and you think it don't exist until you start messing with the dream world or the chakras. And that's when you realize, oh, shit, I thought I was over this. This happened like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was over that. Yeah, you know, so as you face it.
A lot of people are carrying things from childhood, you know, traumas from childhood, too. And they think that
because
they
the subconscious mind is the memory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about memory. The memory stays in your body, you know. It stays in your blood. If you don't heal yourself holistically, it stays in the organs and everything, even the organs. Just that memory.
Yeah.
So you can't avoid it even if you think you're shutting it out, your memory. It's still in your body.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct. And so we are on the mound table, and if you like to join us, you are welcome to join in. And the phone number is 323-642-1586. Now I'm going to go and listen to some more Donny Hathaway, and then I'm going to open the lines up when we come back. This is Donny Hathaway, and this is his daughter.
If I had the chance to love you again, I would make your heart forget I was ever there. If we forget the past, I know this time love will last forever.
Come on, y'all.
Coming home anymore. Doesn't matter. no. Well, if I had the chance to hold you again, I would fill your heart with joy, make you remember I'm the only one for you. Yes, I would throw the bad memories out and make this the first day of our forever.
Yes, that was Donny Hathaway's daughter, Leah Hathaway, that you was listening to. We are honoring the spirit of Donny Hathaway with his music, with his tones and the vibration here. We do have a caller here. Let me open this line. 706-202. Are you there? 706? Okay, you probably had your phone muted. Okay.
Let me ask y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask both of y'all about the movie, if y'all seen the movie, Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep? No.
Yeah. You seen The Shining, right? The Shining?
Oh, The Shining? Yeah.
That's classic. Yeah, Dr. Sleep. You seen Dr. Sleep, Schwartz?
Dr. Sleep? I don't think I did.
It's about the little black girl who got The Shining. Yeah, y'all remember the Jack Nicholson movie, The Shining? His little son had The Shining. Right? Him and Catman Carruthers, they had The Shining together, which is they can communicate without communicating, you know, without moving their lips or being in the same spot,
right,
or being in the same place, or one can be on this side, another could be on the other side of, you know, what they call death. They had The Shining. They both had The Shining. All right, in the movie Dr. Sleep, this little black girl, she takes the place of the little of Jack Nicholson's little son. She got the shine, and boy, these witches is after her in the astral world. Woo, y'all got to see this movie; it's cold. and don't think that it ain't on point. It's very on point. That's why I say these gifts are coming online, and there are astral hunters. Can you talk about that? Swore, talk about the astral hunters out there. Talk about the security in the astral realm. Well, you try to go look at certain places or go see certain information, and there's people there waiting for your ass. Tell them.
I was telling you, I'm in this group with a bunch of other people that astral project, and you know, everybody shares stories about where they try to go and what happened, and a couple of people mentioned the Area 51 security guard in the White House, and the White House have security in the astral. Like all these top places have security in the astral. And I'm not surprised, because they've been doing astral projection for years, so I'm sure they mastered it. But they have security guards in these places. Like, if you try to roam around there, you get blocked by entities. And this one guy mentioned that, like, security guards came up to him and was like, "What are you doing here?" And he was like, "You can see me?" And, you know, they held him in the astral realm. Like, it's like they knew about him, he said. They knew his information. And they scared him, like telling him, like, he's not supposed to be in that area. But he said it was very scary. But, So my point is, these places like the Antarctica, like places like that, Antarctica, Area 51, places like they have security, yeah.
Is it a difference?
They have like
astral.
You could say like guards. I don't know, like guards, like making sure you don't astral inside the house per se, like astral inside the White House per se.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met anybody that have done it.
So is it a difference between astral projection and remote viewing? Or are they the same?
It seems like it's the same because you could choose where you want to go, you know. You could choose where you want to go when you're astral project. You could say, I want to go to such and such place. And when you go to sleep, your spirit will, your subconscious will, you will go there, you know, where you say you want to go. And that's like the same definition. It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have it that if you want to see some top secret or you want to see something that they have hidden, you can't even astral travel over there to see it because they got the people, astral people.
Yeah, they have people that astral project. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they train them like, you know, probably from young, you never know. And they just mastered it and that's their job. You know, that kind of thing.
Astral security.
But you see the information, the CIA has been doing it for years. You know, I have a, the CIA has been doing it for years. So just imagine, they just expose it and tell people that, yeah, it's true that this is possible. But they just now saying it even though we been knew it was possible. You know?
Right.
That you could do these things while you're sleeping. You know, while the body sleeps, your consciousness is still it could still be aware outside the body because it's not the body. The conscious mind is not the body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious mind is not
Do you think that they have astral projection armies, a group of people, you know, they can attack on that plane, on that level?
I never had experience with that, but from the group I'm in, the people that actual project there, they said it didn't look like, for example, this one guy mentioned to us that the White House, the security looked like a demonic-looking thing. It didn't look human. And it was like greenish-looking eyes, and it scared him, like, to back off. And he had to, like, back off. Like, he couldn't get through. And he was telling us how he think even the president know about it. And I'm like, of course they don't know about astral projection. Why wouldn't they know?
So they know that there's
people that could do it, so they're gonna have security just in case one of us say, "Let me go see what's going on."
Exactly. And so what it also seems like that he might have seen something, an entity or something from somewhere else. So you might have. What about if the aliens have took over the White House or took over the government?
Shit, I mean, I know for a fact we're not the only ones. We're not the only beings,
right?
But that could be possible because I really don't think it's humans.
That's
another story.
He saw, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, he went there and he described what he saw, and you know, it could have been. If it was humans, like they would have projected themselves as humans, you know, that's how he would have saw them. But he said that wasn't us.
Yep.
So, you know, if you got something that's another species and they're guarding the place, then it kind of looks like to me that it might be them that's there. And this is, might be why, you know, this is just a theory, but it could be why all of this is going on that we're going through because we're dealing with other species
I think there's other things going on behind humans, you know what I'm saying? Because there is... I remember when the whole thing started, I'm like, yo, like it felt like a gateway opened, mad beings came out. Like I had that feeling like mad entities came through a gate, like something just happened. And I'm like, but they just calling it that word, you know? They just calling it that word. That's just my theory. They just calling it that word. But it's really entities, you know what I'm saying? Because I know people that smell death everywhere they go. I have friends that tell me ever since it came, they just start smelling death. And I'm picking up energies too beyond. Like, yo, like when I go around certain crowds, I'm picking up an energy. That means there is something there. There is something there. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I look at it.
There is something there. And, yeah, there is a lot of entities roaming around. They all over the place. It's almost like, you know that movie Fallen, if you guys ever saw it, that movie Fallen with Denzel Washington?
Yeah, passing them spirits around.
Entities keep hopping bodies. That's how the movie
works. Yeah. That's a deep movie. That's real deep. And at the end, he tried to put the spirit into the cat. At the end, he tried to put it into a cat.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. I saw it.
That's a deep movie right there.
And so maybe this is how come people are awakening and they're going to another level spiritually, because we are fighting on a different level. We're not just fighting matter here, you know. We're fighting other entities. So we have to kind of get to that position that we are able to see them, get to that vibration, that level. And maybe that's why a lot of people are waking up now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to remember, too, we are nature. We are nature. We are water, earth, fire, everything. So all you got to do is pay attention to nature. You know what's going on with you. And just pay attention what's going on with nature right now. Nature, you know, because we are nature. So that tells you right there is some kind of shift going on with consciousness, and you know, that's why it looks like everybody's waking up. And it happens all of, you know, it's been happening for the past probably more than 10 years.
Okay.
From what since like 2008 or around there, a lot of people remember back then everybody started getting to the Ankh, that was a wave. And now another wave, this is like another wave of consciousness that hit, that's waking people up. So that's why everybody seems like they're waking up, because a wave hit, because we are nature. So that tells you right there, we're getting downloaded with energy and information from the environment itself, the sun, everything, you know?
And do you think it might have something to do with, because we are in the Aquarian age now, we move from the Pisces age and we move to a whole different energy field. Do you think that might have something to do with it too?
If you want to get into astrology, yes, because that they say that something is shifting with that too. So obviously it's connected, and you know. It seems like that's the only real time anyway, astrology and the moon and the sun. That's the only real time.
Now, you know, we hear about spells and things like that. What is a spell?
Well, you know, a spell is using words. You know, they call words spells. Words are spells.
Spelling.
If you want somebody to understand what you're saying, you even have to spell the word correctly. So that tells you the spell. It makes the person. It can make you feel a certain way just from reading a few words. And so it's like casting a spell. You're using words to influence. For example, influence nature. So I believe that the words are which are spells are connected to the throat chakra,
And if you study the throat chakra, it has to do with creating with words. And if you look at when it's off, when it's blocked and when it's not blocked, the difference, you know, like that will help you understand how to use the words when you're writing a spell. Because being true to yourself is very important also. That is very important when it comes to having intentions. That's where the intention comes in. You know, so when you're writing a spell, you have to at least know, what are my intentions? What is the reason why I want this spell? You can't just say I want to do the spell. Like, what is the intention of the spell? You can write a list of what the intentions are, you know.
And now you hear some people say that, you know, they might put spells out there to harm people or block people, and they say that it have a tendency to come back on them. I mean, what is going on with that? I mean, this is like
I think
to direct the energy?
Mm-hmm. I think that's bullshit because, you know, I think that's bullshit. That's just my opinion. if you're directing the energy towards something, it's only gonna come back to you if you say it's gonna come back to you, you know? That's the whole idea of writing a spell, right? It's a spell. So that's why you have to know what is the intention of the spell so shit like that don't happen. What is your intention of the spell? How do you feel about the spell? That gotta come into consideration. How do you feel is very important, the emotions, because that's what's going to dictate how the spell is going to play out, your emotions. That's why I keep mentioning the emotions is important. So when you hear people going around saying, I don't have no emotion, okay, keep thinking that. You know, because the emotions is the main reason why the spell is going to manifest, how you feel. So how you feel is going to manifest how you feel. It's not just it's how you feel is going to manifest.
Well, how do you block yourself? Now, just say that if somebody is sending you an intention, and, you know, that's just like somebody hitting you or something like that. How do you block those kind of attacks?
Okay, you block it by keeping your aura strong. And your aura is based off your thoughts and emotions. So, for example, if your thoughts and emotions match their thoughts and emotions, they're going to be able to hit you. But if your thoughts and emotions is a higher frequency than their thoughts and emotions, they can't touch you because the frequency is more high vibration. It's all about the frequency. The thoughts and emotions are frequency. And, for example, hate is a lower vibration. Love is a higher vibration. These are emotions. It's frequency. So it's based on how your frequency is, if you're going to get affected by what they're doing or not. So that's why it's important, I think, to always do meditation, you know, give a shout-out to your ancestors every once in a while. Keep your vibration high all the time. So when they doing their bullshit, you're not going to get affected. And, you know, because you're not paying no attention.
Yeah,
that's how you
protect
yourself. And then the stones come in, keep stones in your house and plant. So when they send in the shit, now you're blocking because you got plants in your house and stones. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that.
The energy
you
and
see
the
how
frequency.
You
can,
because
okay.
we are
yes,
nature.
Quan.
Remember, we are nature.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Kwani, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, greeting your guests. I've been in and out, you know, since I called in, because the first part when I called in, and Hotep and Better Love. And to your guest,
Hotep,
I don't know
and
who,
Better Love.
What's her name?
The
Sword Witch.
Swords in the building.
Wagwan.
Okay, Sword Witch. I think you've been on there before, and I've heard you, but
yes,
I wasn't
yes.
for sure, so that's why I had to ask and acknowledge you. All right, but I heard the first part I heard when you were talking about, you know, the record being kept in the blood and the part of memory in, like, the Akashic record or the genes. And this is very pivotal in what we're having with the shift in the planets and activation mm-hmm. of these different planetary alignments, which are sending which is sending galactic consciousness back down to the planet. And so
definitely.
And with the realignment of the grid, because I had the opportunity, you know, week before last, for the fall equinox and also to go back to Serpent Mound, because my ancestors have reclaimed that land. And so now we have that mound back. And it's really funny that the name of the show is the Mound Table. So these are the things that are in divine order as to what we're able to reactivate in ourselves and in the earth, because the earth is our mother. And the earth, when you see the word, there's four different words in the word earth. For one, you have the earth, then you have heart, then you have hear, and then you have ear, and then you have art. And so in being able to hear the heart with the ear, that one ear, just like we have a third eye, we have an ear in our heart that perceives the energy, the pickup, the beat of how we're dealing with the art of life. And so the natives always say that the heart is the seat of the will, and their elders always told us that we have to learn to think with our heart, because the heart frequency is higher than the brain frequency by 550 megahertz. So this is how we used to be able to use our instincts, just like the animals would know that there's a storm coming or there's danger around. They perceive that with that heart energy. And so this mm-hmm. is the part of what we're having activated. And this is why I went back to Arkansas, because that's the world's largest crystal bed on the planet of clear quartz crystal. And those are record keepers and recorders of the energy that's been put into the planet for millions of years. And so with mm-hmm. that gifting of the earth, giving us these transmitters and receivers, when we're gifted and being able to triangulate energy and be able to perceive energy by having them out of the earth and then sitting in our spaces to be able to receive transmissions, which is coming from the sun, the moon, and we just had the full moon, the new moon yesterday. And then we have the Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto alignment. All of these frequencies are giving us activation of our inner consciousness, our innerverse. And so hearing you saying about the spells, and that's the part of why learning to use the word, using English in the form, it said English is the only language with an army and a navy. And that's to per se is that whoever speaks English and they come into another country, they come in with the navy, they bring the missionaries, and then they bring the army, and then they make the people force them into taking their language and giving up the native language and taking the English language, because that's the way they create the spells in the language.
Mm-hmm. And you have to know what these words mean. You have to know what these
right.
words mean when you write in the spell.
Right, but it's also...
You have to know what each word means.
Right, that's why I gave you the example with earth. There's
mm-hmm.
earth, there's heart, there's hear, there's ear, there's art. All of those are in that word because they know what all is in the earth in which we're on in our solar system. And we begin to understand how to connect to that, Inamaka, as we say in Lakota. And the name in which you learn your mother's tongue, that's why it's called the mother's tongue or the mother's language, because it's through the matriarchal. She is the record keeper with the mitochondria DNA. It's in the woman's genes, which is deeper inside of the cell of the blood cell. So this is why he is so important, because that's why they had the great witch hunts. They killed the women because the women were the record keepers and the transmitters, because every man has a belly button. We all came out of a womb. We all men came out of a womb, and the conception in some people's science is saying that every conception, that the embryo before it becomes a fetus is duality. It's androgynous, but it's mostly female until it turns into the fetus. So the whole concept of the divine feminine energy is what we're moving into, coming into Aquarius. And coming into Aquarius, we're coming into the divine feminine and the sacred masculine. And the water bearer, they switch the person. The water bearer is the woman because she bears water, washes away for life to come through. So you're very much on point, and I commend you in your modality and being able to keep what is called womb magic, or the power of when a woman overstands her power.
Yes.
And
that's. Go ahead.
Yes, there's a book about that same topic, the feminine. It's called Powerful and Feminine by Rachel Groover. Very good book. It's a powerful book. You know how a lot of women think they know what feminine is? Like, it's not just being cute. You know what I'm saying? It's not just being cute, the word feminine, you know? And this book is very good, Powerful and Feminine. That's the name of the book. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon. It's a very powerful book that this could, like, any woman read this book is going to, like, activate you. Because, for example, it tells you when you're walking from the waist down, you're more feminine. But and if you walk from the waist up, you're masculine. And if you notice how a woman walks, a lot of women is not walking from the waist down. And basically dancing and things like that is a feminine energy. Dancing is feminine. And that's how you activate that energy to create, to manifest. Just dancing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a...
Right.
Because when you move from your waist down slowly, you activate the kundalini energy. You activate that. You activate the energy.
Yeah. But isn't it also, too, is that because in the woman, and this is why it was always shown that the women shouldn't wear pants, is because the energy that comes from her lower connects to the mother. And when she's in one cycle, she's drawing down energy. And then when she's in another cycle, she's pulling up energy because she has that exchange with the earth frequency that has that frequency with her womb. And her connection is that they exchange energy. And you're correct on the dancing and the gyration and the movement of the pelvic.
Yeah,
creates that energy exchange that flows when she's walking. But when you wear pants and you block it, you're cutting off your exchange of power. That's why women squat and they draw up energy from the earth, or they can push energy into the earth. That's why a woman should always, her cycle should go back into the earth, because that's lifeblood. And that needs to go back in to help feed the earth energy. And the thing that happens with man is man found out that women has lifeblood that she flows every 28 days. So Cain killed Abel, so man spills death blood into the earth. The difference.
Right. So women shouldn't even be wearing panties.
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially when you're dancing. Especially when you're dancing. Especially when you're dancing, definitely. Because you know what I'm saying? The energy is like extremely powerful like that. You activate the energy like that, you know?
And that's
powerful.
We allow women to come into the sweat lodge. And in the sweat lodge, and especially on their cycle, because it's called the moon lodge. They have a lodge which was for moon time, for women to come in and do the ceremony with their blood going back into the earth using the four elements in the purification of them, because when you use the elements of the grandfathers and grandmother, which are the record keepers of the stones, then you use the wood, the standing talls to make the fire and heat them and bring them back to life. And you bring them into the nipe, which the nipe is made like an upside down basket. It's rounded, but if you stood it up on its side, it looks like a pregnant woman. And the way that you crawl into it is the same way that you crawl out of a woman. And so this is the whole concept of the ceremony and building it in that way and using it, that you connect that pit that's inside of the nipe. You draw a spirit line that goes back to the altar, from the altar to the fire pit, because that's the uterus. That's the womb, and then that's the universe, all connected inside, that connects back into that womb. That's the whole symbolism when you're learning the right way to set up your ceremony. And so these are the ways of indigenous teachings that we learn how to honor that, because we're sitting inside the womb. And we're having a death and rebirth, because when we create the steam sitting in triple darkness, because the nipe is made to where it's no light except the light that comes from the glowing of the stones until you pour the water on it, goes back into darkness. Because we're not as we were in the womb, we're using the senses. We're not using the sight. And that's why I was saying about the heart's ear, and how to hear the spirit of your own heart connect.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
We just gotta know that the dancing is a form of meditation. You know, it definitely is. In a subtle way, it's a form of meditation.
That's how come you see the native. When they do their dancing, you know how they used to do the dancing and make it ring and do other things. And the Africans, you would see them doing their dancing. And when you in church, some of the churches, they bring the spirit upon them, and it comes with the dancing. Go ahead.
But now, could I share something with you?
Yeah.
Because
yes.
Your dancing is very important. In the rites of passage in an African tradition, the women are taught sacred dances, and in them doing the sacred dance, the initiates come back in, and the young men and the women will come. The women will do a dance. What we see people twerking, that's an African dance, and that dance is ordered to resonate and do that reasoning, because if the young man is sitting there and he gets an erection, he's not ready for manhood, because he has to know how to control and master himself, even though he's seeing that woman perform that dance, because that dance is really the part of her learning to control the energy of Thatapichi in her body, because the Thatapichi was a part of the way the Creator made the woman's body. So when there's a drought, she has large hips and a big derriere to store the necessary fat and energy that's in her body to be able to nurse that child through the drought.
And you know, when it comes to witching, the dancing could allows you to go into a trance. You know, like the dancing helps to go into trance. especially when you're dancing to the drums. You know,
yeah, and that's,
so that's
what
one way you could get into
the
trance.
The heart.
Yeah, and the other
and you could and you could do your spells. You could do your spells while you're in that trance. You know.
Well, that's the part
of
what they call sex magic. When the woman knows and she's in the right position, when she taken through her nine levels, and when she gets to that ninth level, whatever the consciousness of her and her mate, this is why they tell them that they should have the same exchange of what they're wanting to create, because she in turn leaves and goes back into the cosmic library and reconnects and brings down whatever energy is needed for them to conceive, whatever it is, because that's a spiritual energy exchange. That's why it's called sex. It was called,
and that's why they and that's why they both have to like each other.
Oh no,
that's very important.
It's powerful. It's got to be more than that, because likeness is not.
Yeah, they got to be way more than that. They got to at least like each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But it has to be a unified intimacy. See, when you see intimacy only means is that I see how you love you, and I know how I love me, and we love each other in a way that we can join together, produce another life out of love, because love only stands for life's only valuable equivalent. Because you said earlier about hate, or did you say hate or fear was the lowest frequency? Shame is the lowest frequency. Even lower than that is shame.
Yes, definitely.
In that part of shaming a person into doing something in the wrong way is what we're producing, the type of generations that we have been producing in some of our ways of exchanging, because we're doing lust instead of love.
Also guilt. Guilt also. Guilt. A low frequency. When I say guilt, I'm talking about like people that's not being true to themselves and having sex with and like lying to themselves or feeling guilty like by cheating and shit like that. Like bringing that frequency, that's a frequency.
Yeah. But
that's why I think it's important for people to be like really open with each other when it comes to like having sex, like. Cause I'm free spirit, you know what I'm saying? I feel like people should be like who they want to be when it comes to being sexual, and they don't have to like you have a girlfriend, okay, she's cool, like that. Or you have you're talking to somebody else, okay. You know, like instead of like lying to each other, that's a frequency you bringing in when you lying to each other having sex. That's also a frequency. Like when you're not open with each other partners. If you have other partners and you can't be open with the partners, that's a guilty frequency.
But also
when you're having sex and you got multiple partners, aren't you bringing different energies into play here? And everybody's not vibrating on the same level.
The way I feel about that, I feel... I feel like people do what they want to do when it comes to that. But if you're going to be doing that, like having multiple partners, I think that if you're going to do it, at least make sure all of them got high vibration. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to have multiple partners, at least make sure all of them is not hoodwacked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least make sure all of them is high vibration.
But
that's
what
how
you're
I look at
is,
it. And,
but what we're sharing
okay,
that is the holy of the holies. And what you allow into that space leaves a residue of their energy. If they could be conscious.
Right. Based on what their energy
is,
But
when you leave that energy inside of her, if she doesn't know how to clear her womb and do the womb maintenance that she needs to do to clear out that when it, that's why we have all the damages that's happening to the women, is because of that constant in and out, in and out, in and out. And then the other part of the energy of that person, and that's why I said intimacy, is because the person that sees how you love you, if they don't know how to love themselves in the same way, a person tell you, oh, baby, I love you, but how does he love himself? That's what you need to look at, and how that man looks at himself, and being able to understand that the possibilities of what she's going to do when she conceives our child is that we're going to put something into her womb that's going to have a possibility. It's three P's that a woman does when she's conceiving, because when you conceive three generations. Three generations. You're number one. That child that you conceive that is being made in you, as it's being made, the sperm and the eggs are put into that fetus for the next generation once it comes out of you. So that's three generations that you have to look at when you get ready to open up the Holy of the Holies.
Yeah, so you know, when you're interacting with someone sexually, like, you know, like the energy has to match on every level of consciousness. You know, like when I say levels, I'm talking about like you mentioned having children and it's in the bloodline. Yes, because the sperm have information. So whatever information the guy have, the baby going to have. That's just how it goes. And you're going to have whatever information is going to pass
you
on.
You are the record.
It's in the genes.
But
if you're aware of who you're interacting with, and you choose, like, who you're interacting with, and based on how their frequency is, then you don't have nothing to worry about when you're absorbing these people's energy, you know?
But what you're looking at, the woman carries the mitochondria. She carries both X and Y. She both
the
carries
memory.
What the male is and what the female. You are the record keeper. This is why the black
woman
definitely. Is the mother of all humankind. So when you're saying his DNA breaks off when the head enters into the egg, that breaks off, and then the activation is the chemical reaction of just that head part of his sperm. That one sperm out of a million to one egg conceives, and in that egg, it ignites and it becomes light. They have proven it scientifically. Once that head of that sperm enters through that membrane of that egg, it illuminates that whole egg, and the process of life begins. Let there be life. And light, that's what happens when that egg and that sperm meet. And in you carrying those eggs, you have the record from the first woman that conceived. It's passed down through your mitochondria DNA. You hold
and
it's
always going to be passed down, even if you don't have any children with the person. It's going to be passed down because the sperm is information. So the record is always going to be passed down.
But what I'm saying,
you know,
with you are the record.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The information is always going to be passed down because the woman absorb the energy, you know, including the information of the man. So you know how they say, oh, she started acting a certain way, you know, sometimes they absorb the person's energy. And also the sex activate the chakras. You know, when you have sex with someone, it activates the chakras. And you will see which chakra you need to work on. Because, you know, the sex energy, you can use it for healing also. So, you know, like, for example, you know how they say, like, oh, the person start acting crazy when they start having sex with somebody. And most likely you activate the chakras that they got to work on. So, you know, like you could use the sex energy to heal your chakras. You just got to know how to use the sex energy the right way because you're absorbing the person's energy too when you're having sex, of course. Memories and everything.
But my thing is, what if you have a person and they might be vibrating on a certain vibrational level. They have sex with somebody that's really at a low level. So what are they? Then they come and they connect with your energy. So, what's going on? Is your energy going to have to be so high that it has to be able to neutralize or balance those other two energies?
I mean, it would just activate the person's energy that they need to work on. So you basically have a healing sex energy now.
Mm.
So your sex energy could activate activate the person's chakras that need healing, based on how the person react off your energy. You know, like if they start acting negative, for example, that means there's a few chakras they gotta work on. So if you could use the sex energy for healing the chakras.
Yeah. Okay, and so
you know what I'm saying, and your energy, if the person is open to you, like energetically, their energy will activate and they'll start being in tune with the high vibration energy and start doing the same thing you're doing, start buying the books you're buying without you even saying anything, or start studying the information just on their own, because the energy exchange when you having sex. The information exchange
so
also.
So you bring in their energy up to a higher level.
But they have to be open to you for their energy to go up. They have to be open to you energetically from the heart, not just from the lower chakra. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It has to be some love that's there.
Yeah. Like they really into you. And they'll get open because they're into you. It's not a low vibration frequency. So the energy that is going to raise up their frequency.
So let me ask this part, because what you're sharing with, and Thomas Jefferson having Sally Hemings as his slave and making her and producing the children with her, because he was in high love with her, because he never married again after his wife died, but he was producing children. So all of those children descended from them are on high frequency, because the master that owned the mother was producing new life. Is that what you're saying?
You got to repeat that.
You know of Thomas Jefferson being Thomas Jefferson, correct? He had a slave named Sally Hemings. And that was his slave that he produced about six children. He was in love with this woman. He never would sell her, and he kept her, and he started fathering all these children by her, which the descendants are still alive today that came from that. Him being in love with the high frequency of love that you're talking about, putting that into that slave woman that he never set free, so that means that those children are now vibrating on a high frequency. Is that what you're sharing? From their master.
Oh no, I mean, their frequency gonna be based on everybody's frequency. That, I mean, I look at it like this: they're not even your children anyway. But it's a whole nother story.
Someone says in the chat room that sex is transferring energy. So
not just energy, even the demons, whatever they got, you're going to have everything transferred. If they got entities on them, you're going to have it on you.
And see, that's the point I was trying to get to when I said that a guy and he with this low-level female, so, you know, she might have these demons, these energy. That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying low-level. Then he come and have sex with you. You got to deal with all of those energies that he bringing. That, you know, that's what I was talking about.
That's when they below. That's when their frequency is low. Like they're not into you. They just looking at you for a body part. Get it? That's when it's like that. You got to be conscious of who you having sex with. Are they just having sex with you because of your body part? Or do they like you? You know what I'm saying?
But what she's saying, I think what I hear Bev saying is that when that person goes and deal with somebody and she has a low frequency, and then she comes and deal with a woman with a high he's still carrying the frequency from the person he was with just before her.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what,
and husband. Yeah, that's what happened. So that's what happened. So you gotta make a choice.
How do you?
Are
you
gonna master your sex energy?
Husband.
Like, it's all about mastering your energy at the end of the day, you know, because.
Okay.
If the person is messing with somebody that's like really messed up energy, it is gonna pass on to you. You're gonna pick up the energy.
They call it
high vibration or not. You're gonna pick up the energy.
They call
because
it STD.
That's my point.
Because when you have sense, it's like you combine all your spirit in one. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's not
STDs, because if that person is carrying disease, he's transmitting it into you. I don't care how high your vibration is. You got chlamydia.
Yeah,
so you got
you have to make that choice of mastering your sex energy, and you know, like, are you gonna like be with the entity? Or are you going to be with a high vibration person and have sex with them? It's up to you at the end of the day. That's just
but
how
no,
it goes.
It could be a husband.
But you
it could
know
be
what
a
I'm
husband
saying?
Or a wife.
But
I'm saying it
because
could be
a lot of times the entity is attached because the person is an addict at the end of the day. The person, usually if an entity is attached to someone, for example, right, they are most likely some kind of an addict. Or, you know what I mean? They always like thinking negative. That's when the entity is like will attach to you, and you know you could pick it up by how the person.
So just say that a husband and wife, they love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them together, they vibing on a high energy when they have in love that. Together, but this say this person,
mm-hmm.
you know, go out or whatever, and he meet this other person, and
yes.
he has sex with this person, and so
mm-hmm.
we ain't even talking about the physical part, the disease part. We just only strictly talking about the energy. Then
energy,
he comes
energy,
home, and yeah, and then he comes home. And then you know, you having sex with him. And so now he brought that low vibration energy to you. Just, you know,
yeah,
just
because it's
going to
transfer because the energy is going to be on the energy is going to be on him still. Yeah. If people are going to be doing polygamy and things like that, all you got to do is make sure everybody that you're doing the polygamy in is on high vibration, and that's it.
Because you're
mingling with people that's, like, on a frequency that's really, like, really low, it is going to transfer no matter how you look at it. That's how people pick up energy when the person come home. They can pick it up because the person's energy is still on them.
Okay, but what I'm sharing is that if you're in a polygamous relationship, and the person goes out and he has a relationship with somebody that just a one-night quickie stand, and then he comes back with the group of polygamists, he's bringing back into the fold the energy that he picked up from someone outside of it.
If it's a one-night stand, it eventually going to wear off.
No.
Because it's just an energy. It's going to wear off because it's an energy. Is you see when you have sex with somebody, the energy of the person is gonna latch on to you, especially if you always go back and have sex with them. The energy gonna latch on to you. It's just like, for example, you go in a bar, and an entity will latch on to you, and you come home with the entity, right? Because you was drunk. Did you know that the entity will linger around if waiting for you to keep drinking? But if you don't, the entity will leave. Get my point?
No.
The entity would leave if you stop doing that activity.
But what I'm sharing with you
because
energy,
at the end of the day, it's like a dark entity. Most of the time, that's attached. If the person is like really low, something ill. But, but
the thing about energy, can energy be destroyed?
No.
Okay, so then that energy still lives.
Yeah, but you could clear energy. You could clear energy by lighting sage and clear a certain frequency out of your house. You could light sage. You could have affirmations.
But what about in your
you know, like,
how do you get the energy out?
Say it again?
How do you get the energy out of your yoni?
There's a lot of things that people do. People put the yogi stones in their pum-pum and stuff. I don't know, the womb thing over the herbs, sit over the herbs, and you cleanse the energy out of your womb. You know, they have a lot of different
energy
ways you could cleanse the womb.
But
you could get that book by
destroyed. You said energy cannot be destroyed.
Yeah, but you could clear energy. You could clear energy from your environment and your inner self by cleansing yourself. You know what I'm, you know? Like, it's the energy. You could clear energy. You could direct energy. You could bring in energy.
I think your words were when you were saying earlier about the things in which is that's recorded into the person genes and into their record of their own cells that carries all of this information.
Yep, when there's body fluid exchanging, definitely. When there's body fluid exchanging, even the kids, you're exchanging information.
Okay.
Let's go.
Any kind of body fluid exchange is going to be influential.
We're going to go to the whispers, and we'll pick this conversation up after we hear some tones here. Let's see where we at. Here we go.
Your name and think what a shame you're gone. Still they know what you left behind lives in our hearts and minds today. Clouds of darkness came your way. You've given us a brighter day. Whispered, play my game, but you, yes, you refuse to. Genius touched your soul, fortune not your goal. God's gift is what shaped you, a voice like silk.
We were alone and I was friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I would sing my song for you. We were alone and I was singing this song for you. We were alone and I was singing my song. Singing my song. Singing my song. Singing my song. Singing my song.
Yes, we are celebrating the spirit of Donnie Hathaway tonight, and you heard The Whispers, a song for Donnie, and that's Donnie Hathaway. You heard Roberta Flack, Closer I Get to You, and that was Ray Charles with a song for you. So we're celebrating the spirit and energy of Donnie Hathaway. The call-in number here, if you would like to join the round table with us, with the conversation we have going on, is 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. Okay, so we're talking here about magic. Sex magic, and I think that that is one of the most powerful form of magic that it is the sex magic when you're talking about spells and energies and things like that. So, I see Eric has dropped off. He's going to have to call back in. You still here with us, Sword Witch?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. Let me see. Hold, let me put Eric back up here. Eric?
Hey, Beverly, thank you for playing Whisper, the two twins from Watts, California. I want to say big up to the Nickerson Guards and Grape Street Watts, Circle City, Watts up. Oh, man, that was powerful. And, you know, yeah, it's Roberta Flack's birthday is, I want to say, February the 10th. All right, so everything is on the one. That's why I say when the magic, this is just like they talked about the dance and the drumming. Okay, if you want abundance in your life, you do abundance. It's that simple. It's right in your face. It's a spell. It's in the word. Do abundance if you want abundance. And not only that, but, you know, tomorrow will be a whole lot of drumming and a whole lot of trumpeta and, you know, and tambourines and cowbells. And, you know, and that's what I say, Bear. We've been conjuring up the magic for a long, long time. And even with the pictures that you post, like I say, the Dizzy Gillespie album, if you look at the word Gillespie, you'll see the G-I, that formula in the front of his name, G-I, 7-9, gold, right? And then if you look at the back of his name, it's Pi. You see what I'm saying? So, we in the month of Libra, all right? We're talking about sex magic. It's real simple. Libra says to balance your thing out. So if you have sex more than 5 times, then you ought to know how energy transfer by now. You know, it's real simple, y'all. It's elementary. Don't get involved with people that be bugging out, because you're going to be bugging out too.
It's that simple. You're going to be bugging out too eventually, because you keep having sex with them, and that's why being disciplined have a lot to do with, you know, you got to master your sex energy on certain levels too if you're trying to tap in. You can't be careless with your sex energy. And, you know, I've heard people going through drama and then you're like, why are you around somebody going through drama? Oh, because the sex is good. I mean, you low vibration because you're going through drama because the sex is good. That's low vibration, you know? So So you mix in a high vibration activity with low vibration emotion, and that's not a good combination, especially if you're trying to do magic, sex magic, you know? It's not a good combination if you don't like each other.
And sex magic is two people can get the energy going and you can manifest with those two energies. Is it that you both focus on the one thing? Is that how
you're gonna manifest works? Regardless. You're gonna manifest even if you're low. You're just gonna manifest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You still can manifest. It's based on what you're thinking or your intention. So either way, you're gonna manifest.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've noticed with the sex energy, also, like, you know how the guy mentioned earlier how the woman could bring down, you could say, the idea, or in other words,
mm-hmm.
the child.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy kind of implant the idea, and she brings down the reality. That's how the woman energy is. She brings down the reality of what the guy thinking. So if you don't like her and she thinking negative about you, she's going to bring down what she's, you know, the energy of what she thinking. Because you don't like her and she's going to be thinking, and she thinking negative of you, and you're going to bring down, she's going to bring down what she's thinking of you. And so if you're trying to do magic with somebody you don't like, a female, for example, she's going to be, if she wishing bad on you, that's a bad combination. You know what I'm saying? Because your thoughts is going to manifest when you're having sex. If you can't stand the person, that energy going to manifest even more.
A lot of times people use success to control other people. You know, you hear people like, you know, I just don't know, I just can't get away, or something like that. They use it as a form of control.
But the person that's being controlled got issues that they got to work on to not be in control. They have to work on the chakra. They have to work on the chakras, because that's what I'm saying. The sex energy could be used to heal too. That means you got to work on the chakra because, so the sex energy could activate your issues with your chakra. You know, like, so you got to, like, work on the chakras. And you could say, like, discipline or master your sex energy. That, like,
right.
Because it's energy, you have to know how to direct it, harness it, cultivate it, and use it for manifestation. So it's all about, like, what are you focusing on with the sex energy?
But Deb.
What are you focusing on with your sex energy?
Mm-hmm.
Deb.
Yes, Kwame. Yes.
Okay, and the song you play with Ray Charles, and Nancy Wilson sings it also, and Donnie Hathaway did. There's a line that says, I love you where there is no space or time. I love you because you are a friend
that's
of mine.
That's powerful love.
That's the highest form of love. That's what we're talking about in that cosmic connection. There's a space where there's, you know, what you said, love you where there is no space or time, because I love you because you're a friend of mine. That's the highest form of love that two people can share with each other. And to get to that point is the ultimate of what you're talking about is sex magic.
Yes, like you could be yourself around them. You could tell them who you're doing it with on the side, like that, like free. There's no, like, human blockage of what it should be. It's just heart chakra energy. When it's like that, there's no judgment. It's more powerful. Like, you could be yourself. You don't have to hide who you are when you're having sex. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You don't have to hide who you are. You could just be free. Like, there's nothing about your character that's hidden that you can't tell the person. That kind of level of connection is like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes the vibration more high. Like, so when you manifest, it comes out faster. It happens faster. It happens faster like that.
Have you ever experienced that?
You can use it to
like
heal.
That? I'm asking for,
you can use it to heal.
Has she ever experienced that type of love?
You hear him?
Oh, yeah, of course, like, yeah, because you know what I realized too? A lot of the rules we follow is society's rule. But is that your rule, or you have to know yourself to like really think about, is a lot of these rules you're following that society tells you have to act or be? Is that who you are? You know, because a lot of the roles people play is not who they are. Like, you know, like if you say you're a teacher, for example, that's not who you are. That's a role you're playing. But I'm talking about like if you're in the mundane world. But I'm like that level of like you could be like the guy could tell all five girls I'm with all five of you. That kind of frequency, like heart chakra. When the energy is high like that and you could be yourself, like you could tell the person your dark side, you're not being fake because we all got a dark side. That kind of frequency sex is like, it's like you could use that energy and activate the third eye. You could use it and activate telepathically all kinds of powers that we have dormant. You could activate with that kind of frequency. So that tells you that the sex energy, like we shouldn't be having sex with guilt or no judgment and stuff like that towards each other. And that's what makes it more powerful. Like you could be yourself. You could tell the person anything. The person is your friend. You could tell them anything. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing I'm talking about. You could tell them anything. It's like
a lot of people don't do that.
So that's because it's so powerful. Instead, people are saying, "Oh, you're supposed to be this way," but it's just you're following what everybody's saying you're supposed to be, but is that who you are? You have to know who you are. You know how they say, you're supposed to be doing this if you're a girl or you're a guy? Like, you're supposed to be living this certain way, but is that who you are? Are you supposed to be, like, living in a white picket fence with five kids, but is that who you are? Are you just following society? You have to define yourself. And when you could do that and communicate that with the person and be true to yourself, the sex energy could activate the third eye, believe it or not, and activate, you could astral project and all kind of stuff just with that sex energy and heal your chakras. Not just, so you could bring down anything if you're thinking the same thoughts, but if you like each other at least, it's going to manifest even faster. If the girl can't stand you and you can't stand her on the low and you're trying to do the sex magic, it's going to manifest how you feel on the low. So you got to be like I said, the intention got to line up with the sex energy also. Both people have to have, somebody mentioned earlier, the same intentions. You have to have the same intentions. And the girl got to see you doing it. The girl got to see you in her mind doing it. If she can't stand you, she ain't going to see you doing it. See how deep it is? So that's important. If she can't stand you, she ain't going to see you trying to manifest what you're saying you want to manifest. So that's why I said
let me open this line up here. Let's add someone else to my own table. 843-610. 843.
Greetings. 843-610. Greetings, family. Better love.
Greetings. Better love.
Yeah, it's interesting what she's saying.
What are you bringing to the table? Okay, go ahead.
It's the reality of knowing thyself first, I feel. See, you know, just like what she's speaking to also. Sometimes we say something and we really mean something else because we don't really know ourselves. Our highest intention is one thing, but, you know, just like doing sex magic with the lights on, you know, having sex in a, you know, going camping and having sex outside, you know, skinny dipping. What I mean by that is some people are more comfortable being naked than they are comfortable exposing who they really are. Just like how she said, you know, your shadow side. the shadow side is something that we all need to deal with individually, you know, because just like on those walls in Kemet, they emphasize on know thyself. So if you're not really, if you don't really know yourself, if your physical, mental, and spiritual being isn't one, you know, then there's always going to be some things that you're kind of going to keep hidden. Therefore, you're not fully free. So that's, you know, I feel that's kind of what she's saying also in reference to when you get close to somebody, you have a sense like something isn't exactly there. Something isn't exactly right. And the reason why that is sometimes is because they're hiding something. They may or may not know it, but, you know, they're not fully naked. You know, yeah, you could talk about
imagine having sex like that. Imagine having sex like that. That's not going to be a powerful sex. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't even be yourself. So the sex going to be like kind of like that's a low vibration sex. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So I'm talking about when it comes to sex magic. The people could do what they want, but I'm talking about when it comes to sex magic.
But it can show when
the energy
got to
be lined up
really
like
care.
That. Like,
yeah,
you got to have the person
really
like real close
somebody.
With you.
But because of things that they're hiding and some of the traumas that they haven't healed from, they can't be 100 with you. I want to ask a question, but I got an important call coming in, so I'll be right back, family. This is important.
Okay. All right.
Any questions?
All right.
About the
Any questions? Do we have any more questions? Eric, Kwame, anybody else want to raise their
Pascal
hand? Come
Rudolph.
To the round table.
Pascal Rudolph.
Yeah.
And he was the one who brought the book and brought over the sex magic, which he learned in the East. He was a slave, and he got to be a merchant, and he was on the ship, and he went to the East. And a woman from the East taught him that which he brought back to America and the part of the Rosicrucian order. But what he was able to receive was the teachings of the divine feminine and how to use the energy with her, not just his energy, but he knew and understood that it was her power that brought forth the magic, because she carries all of the records and genes, and what you have to do is being able to align the mind, body, and spirit. And that's why I was asking part in that record and saying, I love you where there is no space or time. That's a part where a person has to go in deep and find that inner divine self and be able to see the intimacy, the love of who that person is in the God self, and that person that he's getting ready to exchange with and being in that God. And those are the ways in which he manifests. And she's speaking on the lower frequencies and those frequencies. That's the thing, because when we look at even the epigenetics, we carry damage from one generation to the next. And this is why we have to do soul retrievals, because sometimes there are those shadows that my brother Eddie was speaking about that we carry, these shadows, and it may have been another generation or a generation before that. But you have that gene and you have that energy in you because it's carried over from another generation. And how do you understand how to work with being able to reprogram and deprogram some of those energies in which they were not ours totally, but they have been passed on?
Yeah, because
on
you could reprogram the blood. You could reprogram yourself, definitely.
Right, and that's
the subconscious mind. And you can reprogram the blood because, you know.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
It's in the blood.
Because the woman carries the lifeblood, like I was sharing before. She carries lifeblood. The man spills lifeblood by taking and causing death. So these are the parts of understanding how we have to be able to use our spiritual energy exchange, because the thing about a woman, if you can't make love to a woman's mind, you ain't going to get her body, because, like you said, she's not going to choose you because you're not stimulating her higher self. And if you can't stimulate the higher self, you ain't going to get a message down to the lower self.
And if the man is just focusing on pleasure and not focusing on what he's trying to manifest, it ain't going to happen either. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to, especially sex magic, though, when it comes to the man side, he can't just be focusing on, damn, she got a big ass or stuff like that. He got to focus on the intentions of what they're trying to manifest. So the guy has to master sex energy also when it comes to, like, are you just focusing on the physical or are you focusing on the mental or the spiritual or whatever?
And that's what it's what's up front that counts.
Yeah. So that's where both partners, you know, make sure they're on the same frequency with the mental, especially. And
but where
focusing on what they're focusing on, what you're manifesting.
But when do you begin to teach this? See, this is what we have to look at. This is something that we have to begin to, even in the part of teaching from the womb, in the way that the woman nurtures and cares for the child that's within her, that those two generations coming forth. Because we have to begin to start at childhood in the way that they see how the interaction of what brought them forth, how they still work and show them how to use that father and mother energy. That's why we call parents. And if we have this baby mama drama, and we have this daddy with five or six mama children, then we don't have a good role model to create what we're talking about, because we're creating lust, not magic.
I mean, we do pass on our flaws to our children. I mean, we the mother, you know, the memory pass on flaws to the children, and you know that happens genetically, and so you know the just being aware of that, it basically goes down to reprogramming yourself and healing from past trauma.
But what?
And you know, like facing your demons and forgiveness, whatever you got to do, so you can release from that energy and the organs
now,
and, you know,
because
it's in the organs,
you,
the memory, everything.
But when you,
all the memories.
When you send your child to school and he's sitting there and the teacher is sitting there saying that you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you can choose between the which way you are, and then when they start telling you that, okay, this is what you should be doing with this person, and this is how you do this with your body, and this is how he does this with his body, and he should be able to, Billy and Bobby should be able to be mates, and Sally and Jane should be able to be mates, and then they go on like, well, how did I get here if Sally and Jane are mates and Billy and Bobby are mates, how did I get produced?
You asking me how I feel about people that go through that? Because how?
No, I'm sharing. I'm saying these are the methodologies that are now being taught and being saying to give this, because we start with our children. This is how we learned the things in which we learned about, or we learned from seeing what was in our environment or the traumas we had by being molested or raped or
oh yeah, these are some of the ways
sexual
people
abuse.
Get trauma in that sense.
Right. And so if we have raising children to this is what we call intergenerational trauma. You look at the reservations, or you look at post-traumatic slave syndrome, and these rapes and these atrocities that were done to children, then you damage the spirit before you even be able to reproduce.
Yep, and that's where the chakra comes in. It's almost like it was meant to be, and you have to work on the chakra to evolve. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of most people, most people have
what?
Been through trauma. It's like that's how the subconscious mind gets programmed, and you have to, when you get conscious, you got to reprogram yourself now from the bullshit and program yourself
right.
with
so that little girl that's
other
been
information.
Raped by that little girl that's been raped since she come into the world by men and people that's coming through her mother's house, and then she's turned around and grows up to a woman and starts to be addicted in sex or addicted with drugs and alcohol. What chakras does she need to clear up to get rid of that trauma that somebody has done to her body and her spirit and her mind?
Everything starts from the parents, so she got to forgive the parents, first of all. Got to forgive the parents. Definitely got to forgive the parents. And you know what I'm saying? When people get like that, it's an addiction, and addiction is in the blood. If you keep doing the same repetition, it becomes an addiction. So it depends on the person. It depends on the person
right.
if they want to stop going through the suffering, not you. It
right.
depends
but
on
what,
the person.
What,
they got to make that decision.
Okay, and me being a recovering drug addict and alcoholic for the last 40 years, the repair that
yeah.
I did with me wasn't with chakras. It was with my mind, my heart, and my spirit.
The
chakras didn't have nothing to do with the damage that was done to me. When I was 7 years old and being raped by other little men and boys,
no,
I
but
didn't
it did
look
me-
at
it did,
how...
It did mess you. It's going to affect your chakras when things like that happen to you, though. It affects the chakras when you go through trauma.
But what
it,
I'm sharing
it either
with
blocks
you
it, as... either it gets blocked or, it could, you know, like things like that.
But what
it,
I'm
it
sharing with you is, as an addict, I'm telling you, I had to do spiritual and mental work, not my chakras.
Mm-hmm. And what is the mental work?
I think
and the spiritual work. The spiritual and mental work got to do with your thinking pattern, how you view yourself. It still has to do with the chakras at the end of the day, the solar plex, the second chakra. The root chakra, definitely. You know what I mean? Survival mode. When you're an addict, you're in survival mode. You know? But yeah, it is a spiritual work that we all, it is a spiritual work that got to be done. That's the work. We got to do the spiritual work. And, you know, so we can heal emotionally. To get out of that habit of negative thinking, so you won't go back to the habit that's toxic to your you know energy. So that have a lot to do with the subconscious mind.
Right, but what I'm right now, I
yeah.
still work in recovery. I work with damaged women, damaged men, damaged children. And I'm still doing the work because I see the importance of the spiritual. That's why I gave that ceremony
mm-hmm.
and the part of working with people in nature and taking them out of those environments that remind them of the trauma and bring them into a natural environment that is more conducive to what the natural should have been in their life instead of the unnatural things that happened to them. And these are the ways in which we have successfully done since 1930 and 1950 and 19 and the last 34 years with Wellbriety, being able to use spiritual and mental. Ain't about lining up. That comes later when you get the damage in the mind and the spirit done, because you can't focus on a chakra if you don't even know what a chakra is from the damage that's been done to you.
Yeah, but these are all connected, what we're talking about. Like, if someone was to be conscious and start studying chakras, they'll get the connection of why they're doing a certain habit based on if they find out certain information about, okay, so my chakra is off. Okay, I'll keep doing this certain habit.
But let me...
And,
okay.
Or you know when you tap into the occult, it's psychology. It's the whole thing is psychology. So you have to go back to where this whole thing started. You have to go back to where it started, the parents, and then you got to build your way back up from scratch, reborn. You got to forgive the parents because that's where it started. They're your first mind control. They're the first person that programmed you.
No, it's not always the parents.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole start off of anything most addicts have a story, and it's always about the parents, at least 99%. So what you said
was that if you're doing free love and you go out here and you conceive a child, that's where you start damaging at, because that's where the exchange went. Okay, I can hold.
Depends on what the child went through. You know, it's all about healing from trauma, and most of the trauma starts from childhood.
Can I add something to that?
So because we're programmed before we're a certain age.
Okay.
I think before 10.
I didn't catch it all, but I did catch parts of it. But it seems like we're forgetting that spirit that's in that body also has its own being. You know, this is a coil. Come back, you know, what is it called? Life, death, rebirth. You know, because just like they say, how can a newborn baby have an old soul? In ancient days, the women used to sit either in the room where the woman was bringing forth the child, or in the outside room, and they would pass that baby along to the women to see who has returned. So that baby has its own being also. Regardless of the trauma.
You could program the baby. You could program the baby when they come out, though.
You could program the baby.
Once you put that baby in a school, the baby's being programmed. So you can't get mad that they're teaching them, oh, this is a girl, this is a boy. You put them in the school. What do you expect? That's what they're going to do, because they know that's a spiritual being. They're going to program it some bullshit.
But the ancestor says is that when is a child born? The ancestor says when the girl has the thought of the baby, she already has the eggs in her body that she's already put into that egg. When she has the thought of a baby, that's when the conception starts.
Okay.
That's why when you're doing sex magic, you and the person have to have the same thought. So you have to like the girl, and she gotta like you.
That's a child. That's a girl.
Because sex magic. You could manifest anything. You don't have to be. Just... Still boils down to: do you like the person you having the baby with? If you don't, then you know how the baby gonna come out. You get my point?
Birthing.
All right, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's, it's
so
the same thing as
so
the same
not...
thing.
Right,
right.
You're not
but that's why we have so many brothers standing before judges because, I liked him, but then the things that he did not do, that she found out that he had a shadow side, then all of a sudden now you got to stand before a judge to make the man pay for what you thought he liked.
And vice versa. But what she's also speaking on, if a woman and a man comes together, and their agenda is to create a corporation. So it could be a corporation. Say they want to make things that make things more romantic for people. But if she doesn't really like that man, those things could wind up being weapons. You know what I'm saying? Just like
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like because if you're giving off that energy and then having sex with the person, you're bringing down whatever you're thinking. And if they thinking this nigga treat me like shit, and they having sex with you, that same thought frame is still going on while you having sex. So you're bringing down that thought frequency. So that's why it's important for the person to like be like at least into each other. And not just looking at the sex like it's just a body part. You know what I'm saying?
But,
when it comes to the sex magic. When it comes to the sex magic.
Right, but can you also look at the part is that what is his lineage? Because if he's got mental illness in his family, or he has mental illness that is running in his bloodline, do you want to take the chance in reproducing with a person that has that, even though he may be working and becoming spiritual, it's still in his blood or it's still in her blood. And that's why we had a courtship in understanding how to introduce families to families, because like my brother said, it's a corporation. Because when you reproduce something, you're creating family, because you're not a lone entity on this planet. You have others that you descended from, and they are considered
God. Yeah, definitely. If you're trying to donate your egg right now, they ask you for your background. You can't just donate your egg and say, I need $5,000. They're going to ask you if you went to college, if your mother went to college, if your grandmother. They're going to ask all that information, have to line up before you give your egg. And if you don't,
right, because,
so they know that they know that information is in the DNA. That's why they do that.
Right. The
same
thing.
So you can't just
sperm,
give your egg. If you say nobody went to college, for example, and the whole family, they're gonna be like, sorry, we don't need your egg. That's how they move it. You know what I'm saying? But the whole point is that's because they know the information is in the blood. They know that information carries in the blood, so they want to know the background of your. That's if you want to donate eggs. I'm just giving an example of how information carries. So at the end of the day, if anybody have children, I don't have any children, but if anybody want to have children, they gotta put that into consideration. Like who you having kids with. If not, then everybody gotta work on the healing. If it's already too late, work on the healing. Forgive the parents. And work on the chakras, or if you don't know about chakra, like he said, he worked on the mental. That's what it's all about, working on the mental and the spiritual. So you don't have to know about chakras. It's true. Just work on your how you think.
What about the women? What about the women that get that have abortions that send those beings that were coming attempting to come through, and they carry the guilt and the damage that's done to them by putting that child to death before it comes into life?
If they feel guilt, they have to work on themselves and heal and from that guilt. They got to work on that guilt, because guilt
more
is
rituals,
like a
huh?
You got to work on the guilt, because a guilt is an emotion, is the emotion and feeling that based on how you view yourself. So you just got to change the view. It's a whole bunch of work you got to do in yourself, why you view yourself like that, and work on that. You know, that's what I got to say about that. You got to work on yourself with that. Why do you feel guilty, and break yourself down like psychology? Why do you feel guilty? Is there a God that's going to punish you somewhere? Are you going to go to hell? You know, you got to ask yourself these questions. and
that's
all
back
it.
To that belief system.
So, at the end of the day, it's all in your mind. If you judge yourself, I
no, I'll give you a story. There was a young boy that was getting ready. They wanted to put him on medication. They brought him in to a doctor. His name is Mitchell Gibson. He's up there in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's still practicing psychology. Dr. Gibson brought the little boy into his office, and he asked the little boy, he says, why are you so angry? Why are you always that? He says, every time I tried to come here, she kept sending me back. She kept sending me back, and I'm mad with her because she kept sending me back. And now that I'm here, she hasn't amended for what she did. And so he brought the mother in, and he asked her, he says, have you had any abortions? She says, yeah, I had a few. And she said, well, he's angry because he's finally here and he remembers what you did to him.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to add a piece to that. A girl used to date a guy. She didn't marry that guy. She married another guy a few years later. She had a child with the new guy. The child looked just like the man she married, but the personality of the child was like the guy she used to date.
Mm-hmm. Sound like some moon child to me. Let me stop.
Yeah, because
you know,
the person that
yeah.
figured it out was the other man's the first man's aunt, when she met the child and they were talking, And she said, that child reminds me of my nephew. Come to find out, her nephew was the guy that that girl used to date. Because at first that woman thought that that child was her niece, you know, because again, because of that. So, I mean, going back to knowing thyself, there's so much to this thing we call a body. There's so much to it. Just like they say, we are spirits clothed in flesh. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. There's a lot to comprehend in that, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're basically here to know, you know, because we're not just a body. So we just, you got to understand how it works. Even though we're not a body, we got to understand how it works, because the body follows the spirit. And, you know, like, you just got to know how everything works. Like, you know, the pineal gland, and it's all connected. It's all connected on some levels, because, like, the blood, for example, like, the heart, everything is in the, you feel everything in the heart. It's not in your head. It's in the
right.
It's in the heart. I remember once I was in a haunted house, right, a while back, and I remember when the spirit came to me in the kitchen, for example, right. I didn't feel it in my head. I felt it in my heart, and that was my first experience communicating like in a haunted house. And I'm like, wow, you don't feel it in your head. You feel it in your fucking heart. Excuse my language. Your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like. You feel it in your heart. My heart had to be light for me not to freak out. If my heart wasn't light, I would have freaked out. So my heart had to be light. And I'm
but
like, oh, I see why they say your heart gotta be light.
Right, but what I, you know? That's what I was sharing is that the heart knows before the brain, because the heart is the seat of the will. That's why animals still can use their instincts. We've reasoned out of our instincts, and we don't follow our heart. We think it's in the head, but it's not. It's the heart. Why the ancestors say, think with your heart, because your heart does not know how to lie.
Right. But at the same time, just like they say, the heart can lie to you. The heart is telling you the truth. It's just that, just like how they say, sometimes you can't help who you love. Because the heart will show you the beauty of a person. And they could be a mass murderer. You know, they could eat flesh. That doesn't mean that, you know, that woman, if it is a man that's doing these things, that woman really doesn't genuinely love that man and vice versa. But that's just who that individual is. You know, because the heart has a brain of its own also.
Exactly.
The heart has a brain.
Right. And that's what we're sharing. And this is the part of understanding ourselves, because that's why we said in the land of Kemet is that when a person dies, the brain is used to brain tan, to mummify the body. The heart is put on the scale, because the heart is the seat of the will. And this is what our ancestors knew in giving us that with Mayat.
So you make
you're
your heart already light, so you get a head start.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? When you release before you cross, you get a head start. So when you cross, your heart already light. You have that light energy already. So that's why it's important for us to do these things now, and work on ourselves. So when we're on the other side, the heart chakra now heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not held back because of that frequency, because of that. You're not held back because of humanity kind of thing, like the heaviness of this
the world.
Human shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. We have another person that wants to get to the table now. 404-453-404.
Hey, peace and blessing, better love. I want to throw something out
no
here.
No females. Where the females at? Where the witches at?
Okay, can I say something real fast?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is different.
Yeah,
since we talk about the difference between women and men, This is what I see. Mm-hmm. A man pick a woman that he want to live with, and a woman pick a man that she can't live without. Okay? So y'all just chew on that right there.
Man, that's some best in the West philosophy right there. That's some philosophy right there. Go ahead, Beth.
Oh, it sounds like some Matrix shit to me.
No, that's Brother West. That's Brother West. Bring
that. That's the best in the West.
Oh,
right,
wow,
there.
West.
Ooh.
Yes, it is. West. Yes, it is. Well, we're kind of getting down on time, and before we run out of time, Sword, I want you to let the people know how they can get in touch with you and your classes that you're giving and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I have the website, swordofspells.com, www.swordofspells.com. .com or I'm on YouTube, Sword Witch, YouTube. I got some videos up there. I started last year. And I'm on Instagram, Sword Witch. My workshop is in Brooklyn, New York. So if anybody in New York, they want to come through. And my whole thing is show you how to get into the unknown so you can manifest. Because to manifest, you have to be in the unknown. So my workshop is about tapping into that energy into the unknown. So I'll show you techniques in the workshop about that. And that's it. So my number is on the website, swordofspells.com.
How do you spell that?
Okay. All right.
Sword of Spells, S-W-O-R-D, of Spells, S-T-E-L-L-S, .com, swordofspells.com. It's on my YouTube, Swordswitch. All the information is on YouTube. Swordswitch on YouTube. Also, you can ask me questions if you want. That's it.
Okay, well, we had good conversation that went on tonight. I liked all the different energies that was here, and I thank everybody for joining the mound table here with us, and I thank you, Sword, for joining us. And so we down to our last 15 minutes, and so we're going to play some more music, and again, thanks everybody. And thank you again, Sword. And we'll be waiting for you to put something on the internet so some of us can take some classes, some internet classes with you. But better love, everybody. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. And okay.
Better love.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Good
better
night.
Love.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
We in the house tonight. We in the house tonight.
Up in here.
New Jersey's in the
Brooklyn's
house.
Brooklyn's in the house tonight. London's in the house.
London.
Strumming my pain with his finger. Singing my life with his words.
Come on.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly. With his song, telling my whole life. With his word, killing me softly. With his song.
We got church up in here.
Refugees up in here.
I heard he sang a good song.
places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding.
Singing the song.